This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Beer!
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Jimmy Jack Jackie?
I don't dislike it. I have to, like, you know, chill and listen to the whole thing. See what I think. It's not bad.
That voice is incredible. It sounds like it's somebody that just did a voice. It's like, you know, you should sing songs like that when you do that thing.
Like Shaggy did.
I love that. It's very soothing. I love it. Could I strip to it? You're damn right I could. That's Tones and I. It's, come on, that's what makes it. When it's like, oh, I love this song. Who sings it? It's Tones and I. What's the name of it? Dance Monkey?
Of course.
At first, I thought the band was Dance Monkey.
Yeah.
I love this. It's in a commercial, too. People are already texting in. I don't know what the commercial is, but I love this song.
Seems like it's become a popular style of singing, especially with, like, people from other parts of the world.
Where they just cut loose and, like, it's almost like jazzy scat sounding.
Yeah, it seems like it's become a very popular type of singing, whatever you call it.
Yeah, it sounds like, who was the guy? Louis Armstrong as a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, people like Jen Wigmore, kind of.
Oh,
all the same sound.
I like that. I like that. I did not like messing myself. I did enjoy watching Nine Bob for Apples.
Oh,
you can still see that.
You absolutely can. It will live on forever as long as the government doesn't turn off our internet. Thank God we live where we do.
Yep.
You better move to Tennessee if they do.
We got a bunker room with Wi-Fi in it. Yeah, you can see that video still of Nine bobbing for apples in a bucket with apples in there, but also one of Fat Boy Socks, my underwear.
Yeah.
A lot of people asking on YouTube if that was the underwear from last week. No. Those are on Malden Road now somewhere. But you can text Bob, B-O-B, to 72341, and we'll send that video right to your phone. Why do I mention those punishments? Because it all comes from this right here.
Yeah.
Week 14. That's what, 3.5 months of punishments?
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot of punishing.
I've got one solid idea left, and it could be elevated to a super punishment, but it cannot be Paige that loses it. It just absolutely cannot.
Okay.
It just can't be.
Oh, boy.
Well, don't worry.
Can't be. It doesn't have anything to do with a dingling or anything. It's just that it would be, I know you are. That's why I said it. It would be just too much. So what I'm saying is I've exhausted all the ideas. We're at the end of the season, and it's just going to get real, real hard to punish.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think this
gonna
is
going to poke my eyes out, Matt. We're going to blind you, Matt, man.
Go rake them.
Goodness.
Rake.
I don't think this has ever happened before. We got 9 games, and there's only 4 games that we all picked the same on.
Oh, wow. That's great.
So we're going to have some separation.
Yeah, we will.
Boys and girls. Plus, high school's done. We got 3 high school games. They're all state championship games.
Yep.
The first one's Dorman versus Dutch Fork. That's the Class 5A game because all these games are in Columbia. And they'll be, I believe they're all Saturday. Fear the Fork.
That guy say anything bad? Someone from Dutch Fork? He said the soccer guy from Dutch Fork said something earlier.
Oh, he was from the Dutch part of the world.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Home of the ovens.
This is not one we agreed on. Paige, Matt, and I are going with Dorman. I'm going with Dutch Fork.
You're going with the last 5 or 6 years in a row?
Yeah.
So that Dorman team's a monster, though, man. I think if anybody's going to get Dutch Fork, it's going to be the Dorman Cavaliers this year.
Yep.
We're going to see. By God.
14-0, ain't nobody really giving them a game yet. Dutch Fork's usually that good, too, though.
Dutch Fork, though, they're not undefeated, though, right?
They have a tie.
They got a tie.
Okay.
Got a tie.
I actually put effort in on this one.
Burns played Dorman pretty close, right?
Kind of, but not really, considering it was, I believe it was, wasn't it at Burns?
I think they played twice. I can't remember.
Yeah. Well, if you don't know, I sure as hell don't.
Pretty sure one of them was an absolute blowout. But, yeah, let's see. Oh, yeah, the first game of the season, Mallard Creek from Charlotte. It was a 27-27 tie with Dutch Fork.
Mallard.
Yeah. Since then, their closest game has been 41-14. No, 45-20. That was last week, Carolina Forest from Myrtle Beach.
So we've got the 3A state championship. We all agree on this one. Chapman 14-0 versus Dillon. Everybody's going Chappie. Picking Chapman.
Really?
Yeah. Nobody likes anybody from down in Florence. You know Derek Hamilton. Dillon.
Yep.
We're going to get some heat here.
Who would win, though, Dillon versus Brandon? Winner gets Brenda.
Oh, goodness.
Wilson wins.
That'd be weird because that'd be his sister.
We're going to get some heat here, Fat Boy?
Yeah, we're going to get some heat.
I'll get Jimmy progressing the show along.
I just didn't want to see that we ignored what he said. I'm not trying to progress. I just didn't want to see that we ignored him.
Well, I flipped sides and went with Chapman. That's odd.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, they're 14-0 and beat the blank out of everybody.
Well, you're about to get ran out of town now.
Uh-oh.
Especially being where I'm from.
The 4A state championship, Wren versus Myrtle Beach. We all went Myrtle Beach on this.
Wow.
One.
No.
Yeah.
See, that's where we don't want to lose the pick.
I was just talking to the lead singer of the famous band Split Shot, and they were talking about playing bars down there in the Bowery and places like that. Yeah. That's awesome, man.
He also picked Myrtle Beach, I believe.
He did.
They're the Seahawks, right, I believe?
I think so.
They always win this thing, man.
The Seahawks. That's
perfect.
They do,
man. They dominate 4A.
That's it for high school.
At least they're not the Myrtle Beach Sandlappers. Some kind of weird-ass thing like that.
Should be the Mermen.
Or the Walk-A-Malls.
No, that's for minor league baseball only, Jim. Oh, number 55, retired forever.
We're loaded up on some college action here. We all agree the Clemson minus 28 on the road, and Charlotte is going to beat up on Virginia. Them Wahoos.
What I read up about Virginia, I can't believe they're the second best in the ACC. Like, is the ACC that crappy?
I kind of thought Virginia Tech might beat them last week, but no, Virginia's it.
The ACC's a little down, but they'll have a few bowl teams.
Okay.
Like 9 or 10.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's usually the case. They beat up on each other, but send some guys to some bowls.
You know, I mean, there's really 9 or 10 bowl-eligible teams in the ACC.
Hell yeah, there is.
I think it's as many as the SEC had, but Missouri can't go because, you know, they're not allowed to.
Some local jewelers should make rings for the Palmetto Bowl winners.
Matter of fact, I think the ACC has more bowl-eligible teams than any other conference. Just nobody's really that good besides Clemson.
It might have been the case for the past couple of years.
Would that be illegal if they did? If they gave them a gold ring?
You mean like for the players? I don't know, man. We might be one of those states coming up that, you know, says you can
They lock it up with their diploma. If you graduate, you get the ring.
No, you get rings now. Yeah, they let them have it.
Yeah, but not. It'd have to be, yeah.
They get nice rings, too.
Do they?
LSU.
Yeah, there's 10 bowl eligible teams in the ACC.
Oh, wow.
ACC. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm, why do I even bother?
Four of them are 6-6.
You need me to fill in tomorrow morning with you?
We got somebody.
We got a special guest host tomorrow for the Ingalls College Football Kickoff Show in Powdersville.
Yeah. We're going to be there from 2:30 to 4:30.
Who's guest hosting?
Mike Venditti.
I didn't want to ruin
it. Kidding?
Oh.
Oh, is it that spoiler?
No, he already tweeted it.
Yeah.
See, I saw 9 said... guest Mike Venditti. I thought he was going to be the guy from WWE that was coming in Monday.
Oh,
Venditti.
No.
Oh, might be. I got it backwards. Georgia versus LSU. LSU -7. We all picked them for the SEC championship game.
A lot of people don't know Mike Venditti was Repo Man in WWF way back when.
Repo?
We all went with who again?
LSU.
Yes.
Just like in the Big Ten, we all picked Ohio State -16 against Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Now the separation.
Did anyone else spell it the way I did? Ohio State?
Ohio State?
Because that's the way everybody says it.
Oh.
I can show you 9's picks, but you might get offended by a couple.
Come on, yeah.
He told me out back that he cussed all his, or he wrote them cuss ways.
I do.
Like, give me an example. Blanking Ohio State?
Blanking Dorman?
Yeah, I think he said the blank eyes.
Blank eyes, yeah. Blank okay. eyes.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Yeah, Myrtle Blanking Beach.
The blank, blank, blank.
Clemson, watch Virginia, it was a whole lot Tiger Blank You. For LSU game, it was Bayou Mother Blanking Bengal Tigers. And for the next game, I had a real clever one.
Okay, so, but just so I, because I'm keeping notes, Baylor, you haven't done Baylor, Oklahoma?
No,
yet? Okay.
No, that's all the right. next one.
All right. That one is, we're split there. 3-1, Baylor, Oklahoma minus 8.5. Page was the only one to win Boomer Sooner.
Oh my God! I thought, there for a minute, I was like, to me, that's the one I went out on a limb on. I looked at all the stats that I was reading, and I looked up information about it, and I was like, this is essentially the same team.
Yeah.
Looking at their stats, the way their offense and defense stacked up, same team. Something told me is like, go Baylor. But y'all did, and Page did not. Page, explain yourself.
I don't know. I just picked the other one. I love it. Baylor. I don't know enough about Baylor to think. Every time I pick anything with Baylor, there is nothing.
Well, this happened.
I don't know how great the team is.
It happened last time. I think it was last year. Texas got Oklahoma first, and then Oklahoma got him back in the championship.
Yeah,
I think it might have been.
Yeah, Baylor team's damn good. I think their defense might be better than Oklahoma's.
Yeah, it might be. I think they'll cover for sure. A couple more left. We all picked Ohio State already.
Mm-hmm.
NFL, another big matchup. 10-2 Niners at the 10-2 Saints.
Yeah, Niner.
Yeah. Saints minus 2.5 at home. We're split 50-50.
Oh, man.
Matt, myself, are going Saints. Paige and I are going Niners again. They went Niners last time together.
Niner with Niners.
I didn't go Niners against Baltimore last week.
That was the week before you went Niners.
Yeah.
You went Niners against Packers.
I go Niners when Niners win.
Another tough one.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see the Saints aren't nearly as good a football team as 49ers.
Yeah, but at home, they're tough.
They are. But the 49ers proved last week they can hang on the road to Baltimore.
According to my source, CBS Sportsline. Now, this one here, you said it's tough. Okay, I want to hear the explanation of this because, to me, I don't get these spreads with this team.
This one was tough.
Okay.
Yeah. Chiefs 8-4 at the Patriots. 10-2. Patriots minus 3 at home. Three of us went Pats. Nine went Chiefs.
Okay, then.
Out on his own. He's going all Fat Mahomes.
New England's got a lot to prove, and they haven't proven it lately. I mean, they ran through an easy schedule to start the season, and they just haven't looked very good the last few weeks.
I think if one ends up pushing, it'll be this one. And, of course, we don't count a push.
Yeah, this one could very well push.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the obviously, I don't keep up with the sport as I used to, but when I look at the Chiefs are 8-4, which means they've lost
four games.
Well, yeah, but I'm trying to figure out the percentages of that. 33% of the games,
they've
lost. But then they're playing in New England against the Patriots, who have only lost two games, and they're only favored by 3. I'd say they win by 11.
Ooh.
Not for any kind of side bet.
Seen the Patriots offense the last half of the season?
It's like the Chiefs are exciting, man. Yeah. They score a lot
and
of points.
The Chiefs have played much better teams than the Patriots, too.
Like, is Christian Okoye still hurt?
Barry Word. Like, if you had to watch Pat Mahomes play, because I know you don't watch a lot of football, he's really fun to watch.
But I'm very familiar with him. Are you calling him fat just because it rhymes with Pat?
You think it's one of my nicknames on the football show.
Oh.
I'm trying to keep up.
Like, the Chiefs have already played, how many probable playoff teams? 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, they've already played 5 possible to probable playoff teams this season.
Why do you keep calling him that, Nine? Why do you call him Fat Mahomes?
I don't.
Plus, the Patriots, man, they're Jekyll and Hyde. They don't have receivers.
Who's calling you that?
But
the Ingles manager?
That's not Nine.
Mark Ryan's calling you that?
Bladder boy?
He's mean.
Yeah, start calling him Gallbladder Mayfield.
He shouldn't call you names.
I mean, it's just a bit, man. We had fun.
Okay.
We have a good time. We're locked in.
Okay.
We're good. Somebody's going to lose.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Someone will lose. And Monday, we will go through and recap all that and then find out who will do next week's pigskin punishment. And then ultimately, that's going to lead to super punishment.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to say that? For the big game, the super punishment. Again, I'm told by corporate that I'm supposed to tell you that's for entertainment purposes only. If you decide to gamble, Do it with your own money. Don't steal from others to gamble.
No.
Is that what I'm supposed to say?
Yeah.
Standard tax rates may apply, not valid in Alaska or Puerto Rico.
I think I'm going to win this week.
Puerto Rico.
Well, you always say that.
Well, I mean, like,
I'm really confident this time.
The way it adds up, if nine gets one of the splits correct, he will win.
Yeah, he will.
Because I wait till week 14 to keep up with this instead of walking in Monday and being surprised.
Yeah. Well, you can have the win because you know the name of this game. You don't want to be last.
No. All right. I said all the legal stuff. When we come back, 864-241-4318. Put that in your phone. I'm talking to you, Paige. 864-241-4318. She got it. It's the FOF line right after this.
The Radio.com app makes your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the Radio.com app.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3
The Planet.
Guys, I got show number for the f*** off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
241-4318. Happy Friday. 19 days till Christmas. I'll be dad blamed.
Yeah, it is.
And a week from today is Friday the 13th.
It is, man.
And tonight's TSO. And yeah. Monday night's WWE Raw. And then next Thursday night, the unofficial Rise Guys P1 Christmas party will be at Wings Etc. Grill and Pub.
Yeah.
With ice cold Rise Guys P1 Pilsner on draft. And take some cans and stuff them in your stockings.
Yeah, they got cans there as well. Cans and draft. We'll see you at Wings Etc. in Bowling Springs next Thursday. Have us a good old Rise Guys Christmassy time.
Yeah. Yeah, all the drama will be over with then.
Yeah.
Almost. But when you have drama, don't save it for your mama. She's got plenty of stuff to deal with, Matthew.
She can be busy. Odds are. Probably not.
When you're pissed at the world and you don't want to just go in your car and just scream, or you don't want to do something where you march into your boss's office or you say to somebody something you're going to regret later, say it to us. Say it to our voicemail.
Yep.
The FOF line. We do them every Friday around this time, 864-241-4318. Fat Boy says it's got some heat. He didn't say who the heat is on. We just know it is on. Glenn Fry told us. All right, here we go. The FOF line.
To the stupid from Hickory, North Carolina, that belongs back in Cleveland, Ohio. You dumb ass. Take your ass back to Cleveland with your sorry ass ball team. You, Cleveland. Tickle it, Rise Guys. Love you.
Love you.
Remember that girl that called?
Think like Cleveland?
She's talking about Miles Garrett and Cleveland's back on the rise.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that was like a few weeks ago, too. Like, he's still very angry about that.
Oh, yeah.
Holding on to it.
I'll tell you, I've been to Cleveland one time, and, boy, you think we got bad roads around here. Like, they hope that Back to the Future happens because they have awful roads.
Yeah.
Like, they want to go where they don't need roads because they're just... It's a pothole.
You don't think they fixed them since you went?
Well, it was 97, but I don't know.
I don't think they've done anything in 22 years.
LeBron got him some fix.
864-241, LeBron. 241-4318.
The roads here 22 years ago were a lot better than they are now.
We'll go adopt another one. I told him to adopt Highway 9. It makes sense.
Yes. Okay.
That's too busy. I'd get hit.
864-241-4318.
Damn it, 9. Every motherfucking week, you bitch, you moan, you motherfucking groan like a little girl talking about losing this on damn football picks. Always trying to change the rules to your motherfucking advantage. You know what? You pick to win or you don't pick to win. It's win the game and not have to do at the end of the week. All right? Peace, bitches. Love you.
They say he pees bitches? I pees bitches.
I don't know.
Peace.
Yeah, he's one of those
always one of
guys
those
who can't handle the truth. Yeah, like I had an issue when Fat Boy was caught on the same technicality I was.
remind everyone listening and me that forgets what that technicality was.
Yes. When you didn't turn in your picks.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, he got mine late. Mm-hmm. And then the next week, none of us knew what his were. So that was the same technicality.
I thought he was talking about this week where he accused me of picking smart.
Maybe he was. He was your, well, I said y'all pick not to lose instead of trying to pick to win.
But don't you think?
But that's not a complaint. It's just a statement about what I think your strategy is.
I'm not taking a side in any of it because clearly my record speaks for itself. Right. I'm horrible at this. But like, you why? Of course you think you made the right picks. Why would you, not you, Nine, but why would anybody present picks that they didn't think were correct? Nobody, these punishments suck balls.
It's terrible.
Well, you know, sometimes there's a safer pick and a riskier pick, though. But the riskier pick means you might win.
It's one or the other, you know?
There's some games there's a risky pick, and then there's a safer pick.
It's real risky when you got three high school games.
Yeah.
This week's going to be a little topsy-turvy.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, because there's no line on that. Why?
Unless you don't know.
Is that
no
only because, well, they're underage? Is like, why do we put it on college, which they're not paid and they're athletic, you know, their athletes are in college or students, but in high school, that's, no. Why?
I don't know. I would love to gamble on high school football.
I know. It would be fun. 864.
Right. You could money line gamble. You just couldn't point spread.
241-4318. This is the FOF line.
Listen here. That bitch playing the dinosaur game y'all played the other day was cheating like a motherfucker. How in the hell did you guys not realize she was cheating? Every time she was asked a question, she asked you to repeat it and literally take about 5 to 6 seconds before she even answered. She clearly was looking up the answers, which is sad because that should have been easy as hell. How the fuck y'all let her get away with that shit? That was the most obvious cheating I've seen since Paige started cheating on Pigskin Picks. Like, damn, guys, come on. That's some bullshit.
I cheat so much, I'm in last place.
But you've only lost once. That's what I'm talking about, them safe picks.
Riding the line.
Like, no cheating,
yeah. See, that's what I mean with the safe
but
picks.
I'm okay Paige with that.
Yeah, it's fine. Paige has only lost one time. Overall standing, she's in last place. That's what safe picks will get you. You won't lose week after week, but you'll be in last place overall.
But I don't
Which
want
is, I don't see how that works mathematically.
I don't want Paige to lose.
No.
I've won before, so I don't know.
It's you won just a week.
Why don't you want her to lose? You're too chivalrous.
No, because
that,
we can't do
me.
The same things with her.
Yeah. She's much harder to punish.
Very much so.
We're going to have to.
We're going to. I mean, we just can't. What? We can't.
Can't.
We'll slap you on the wrist.
We cannot. Like, actually, it was at CNC Indoor Range. Somebody said something about Paige's punishment with the meat shaker. What? Oh, that ain't that bad. And I was like, well, to her, it was really bad or whatever. But he's like, but it puts the shoe on the other foot. Like, would you have shaved Paige's head into a mohawk? The answer is no.
You can't.
Well, you can't.
Well, only because that was her, you know, hands-off thing.
But you can't do it. Right. We all had a hands-off thing. Like, with me, I said no obstruction of the beard. Nine said he was metaled and isn't scared of anything, so it was wide open, which is awesome. Fat boy,
I don't remember.
Various things.
I drank toilet water.
You drank toilet water? And Paige, she's like, you can't mess with my hair.
Yeah.
So
Matt crapped himself.
You know.
I mean, today.
I'm surprised you don't smell it yet. No, I haven't. That was
That's a joke.
That's a good laxative.
Those were biweekly only. So next week, watch out. But, I mean, it makes it harder as a punisher to come up with punishments for Paige. And that, if that makes me chivalrous, then haha. No, it's not the reason for that. It's just different. It's not sexist either. I want equality. I do.
I wouldn't go that far, but
I do.
I see what you're saying.
I do. I have a daughter. Of course I want equality. I want her to
make
that extra 20%.
The hair thing, I'm off, and you're off with your beard, so I think that's a fair trade.
I think it's a totally fair
trade. I've done everything
trade.
Else that wasn't, you know.
Yeah, my butt's off limits.
Yeah, I got it.
That's what you think, bud.
Well, we won't.
Again.
Hold on, I gotta go on Amazon and unorder that big attachment from the movie 7.
No.
Oh, goodness.
He made me.
Oh, they just sent me a picture of it. It's sitting on my front porch now. Get away, pirates.
By the way, if anybody's getting me anything for my birthday on Tuesday, I'd like the bicycle from Bruno, please.
God, your birthday is Tuesday.
And somebody to pedal it.
Tuesday.
I wrote that down. 864.
You want the
241.
Pedal this brake
with 4318. The FOF line. Here we go.
What really pisses me off? Well, every f***ing morning I look forward to listening to the Rise Guys radio f***ing show, and it's a damn rerun from yesterday. Like, I don't give a f***. I listened to that already. Like, if you're going to do a f***ing rerun, a show, at least do one from last f***ing week then. Damn, not the day before. I don't want to hear the same damn shit I listened to yesterday. I want to listen to something new. I enjoy listening to y'all talk and converse, you know, and all the other crazy shit y'all do. I mean, I listen to you every morning. I don't want to hear the same shit I heard yesterday. I know on the weekends when y'all off, you do that shit, and that's fine, but damn, you off today? Really looking forward to hearing y'all, listening to y'all, but I'm not going to listen to the same shit I just listened to yesterday. Y'all off today, too? And what time y'all go into work? 5? You get off at 10? I'd love to have only 5 hours to work every morning. Y'all can't even show up today. I mean, what the f***?
First of all, how dare you say that we would ever play a rerun on this show? They're called re-premieres.
They are re-premieres, yeah.
Secondly,
the passion.
The passion is there. She wants more. The Rewind, which airs from 5 to 6 a.m., is a compilation of the previous day's show,
mm-hmm.
Unless Fat Boy forgets.
I think she's talking about re-premieres in the 9 o'clock hour.
Oh. Well, again, we appreciate the passion that you listen to not all 4, but all 5 hours. But
yeah.
A lot of people, what is the average thing, say, 28 minutes?
If even, yeah.
If even, I mean, like 28 minutes in your car on the way to work?
Yeah, the average person listens somewhere between 15 and 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Per day to anything on the radio, at least in the morning and the afternoon.
Was that the lady that drives 30 minutes each way?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. No wonder you got plenty of time to listen.
Yeah. Is there...
Have another kid, you'll catch all the show.
She's working on it.
She's working on it.
She
all
offered.
Right. Yeah, and then the worst of is on Saturday mornings. Is Saturday morning?
Yeah, you get a full one.
6 to 10, yeah, because Clemson sometimes impedes upon it.
Yep.
But that'll be on Saturday. Okay, we'll break here. We come back. That was half. Only half. 4 + 4 = 8. That was 4. How many are we going to do next, Paige?
4 + 4 = What did you say?
We'll be back right after this.
Kilo, 3.
TheRadio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rise. Hey, we're back. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 8:49. We're back into the FOF line. 864-241-4318. A voicemail set up to record you pissed off when you're angry, bent, whatever it may be. I enjoyed the drunk calls, too. You ain't even got to be mad. Just call in drunk. Get your kids to call in. Tell them, tell us what you want for Christmas. Whatever.
Yeah.
Like, fun voicemail calls. But if they're angry, that's fun, too. 864-241-4318, the FOF line.
Good morning, Rise Guys. So, my complaint is these dumpster divers. I'm a manager of a retail establishment, and online they glorify it. They say you're going to find prizes. Well, there are no treasures in my dumpster, I promise. So these assholes go in my dumpster, and it's not that they're looking through my dumpster, but they toss all the damn trash out to see what's in the bottom of the dumpster. They throw trash everywhere. If they get interrupted, there's piles here, there's piles there, there's piles everywhere. They think there's something in there. I guarantee you there is not anything worth having in my dumpster. So these dumpster divers that are online telling everybody, hey, go through the dumpsters, you'll find great treasures. These guys. There's nothing in my trash. Damn it. There's nothing in there. Stay out of my damn dumpster.
I did not know that was a thing. Like, people go and I know that people dumpster dive, but I just always assumed it was, you know, homeless types. I didn't know people, like, were driving around just looking for.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't really.
There's people that have businesses that actually go through corporate dumpsters looking for things, like, you know, because when my mom had a store, they would steal things like carpet samples and stuff that she had. And it was really bizarre that they would be in there taking that stuff. She would have given them to them if they walked through the door.
Yeah. Yeah, so they go through. You know what? I must have saw that the other day out back here.
Oh, you didn't, whistle blow on them?
No. I'm not that kind of guy. Plus, I have the book out.
Right.
Yeah.
But that does have to suck. But I'll tell you another thing about retail establishments and everything. I may have said this before. If I have, ant me. But if you tell your employees they can't smoke by the front door, to tell them to go smoke by the dumpsters equally as gross to me.
Oh, yeah.
Because then they're like, right? Like, I went to a restaurant the other day. I had to drive around the back, come on the other side, and I saw like 4 or 5 of them smoking out by the dumpster. I say let them smoke inside.
Oh, man.
No, I agree with that.
It just looked like, so not only am I thinking about them, I'm thinking about them smoking by a dumpster. Just visually, it was just like.
Yeah, you know. I mean.
And they put the sign up, all employees must wash hands.
Especially if they're handling your food and they smell like, an ashtray.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Climb inside the dumpster and smoke so I don't see it.
Or at least have it behind a fence with the gate that closes right.
Yeah.
Then they're in the fenced in area.
Right. 864-241-4318, the FOF line.
Hey, boss at work, whose name I will not mention, you, your high damn expectations, my family, comes before my job, and if you think any different, then you can tell me to my face. You want to fire me? Fire me. Don't dance around it anymore. I'm done with your shit. Have a great Friday, guys. Love y'all.
Man. See, that right there was cleverly passive-aggressive.
Oh, yeah.
That was well done. That was well done. That was well done. Really good. Got to the point. 864-241-4318. Two more to go. The FOF line.
Heck yeah.
What's up, Rise guys? This is P1 Frisky Donkey. All I need to say is you to whatever radio station up the Rise guys for me every damn morning. I miss Facebook fussing every damn week because these stupid sons of bitches come in over top of y'all in my airways. Get the off the radio, get the off the airways, and get the out of the upstate. The upstate don't need but the Rise guys. Love y'all, man. Have a good one.
I love that. Yeah. Put that on it.
Yeah,
boy, use that
you.
For one of the little commercials at play.
I thought about it, man, for sure.
I'm just trying to get through the holidays. Gone. Just trying to get through the holidays. Well, that's what it's all leading to. 864-241-4318. I haven't heard too much heat yet. Did you save it for the end?
There's some heat.
There's some heat.
Still some heat to come.
Put this in your phone when you get mad. Or, like I said, if you get drunk at one of these parties and just want to call us and just talk, I love those. 864-241-4318.
You want to hear some stuff on dumpster diving? Are you quirking?
Yeah.
We dumpster dived at a shoe store when I was a kid, and they would cut all of them like down the middle with a razor blade. But we were poor and didn't give a blank and wore them anyway. That's messed up. You're throwing stuff away, you got to ruin it so nobody can have it.
That's funny.
Like, I hate when people do that. You're throwing it out, but you got to ruin it first.
Well, I see why they do that, though.
Keeps them from going back in there, though. But so you're saying donate them to like a thrift store somewhere, good to get done out of, or recycle those hush puppies,
or cut them in half and then donate them. Right?
Looks like you got nookies.
And they did that probably because people would return them.
Yeah.
If they found them in the dumpster.
Well, that's why you got to have a receipt to return, right?
Yeah, so I get why loss prevention would want you to do that.
Loss prevention.
Destroy the merchandise, yeah.
All right. 864-241-4318. Set it up, Flobo.
I think this is a person talking to their dog, at least for a little portion of it. I'm not sure we've had anybody, talk to an animal like this. I could be wrong. You may have to listen for yourself and see.
The FOF line, 864-241-4318.
My damn dog gets loose. Let me remind you, this is the fifth time this bitch has got loose. She takes her chain and her damn steak with her, so it'll be the fifth chain and the fifth steak that I have to buy to replace. I tried the kennel thing and didn't feel right because we worked all day and in there and can't use the bathroom. So I felt bad. But, you know, let's put her back outside, get her some cedar shavings for a dog ass. When it gets cold, she's warm. That way she can piss and shit when she wants to instead of Zayden McKinnon all the time. Well, dips. She takes off, breaks her f***ing chain, has trash drug out all over my backyard, got the underpinning from her trailer in the back of the house all knocked down so we could freeze the f***ing death too, I guess. Bitch, f*** you, dog. Wherever you are, I hope you stay there. And if somebody has you, if they don't want to keep you, they need to f***ing let you loose with your chain and your damn steak, because whoever the f*** keeps taking the steak and the chain off of you and letting you loose to come back home is really pissing me off. Like, damn. If you find my f***ing dog and she's got a steak and a chain on her, then don't take the chain off of her and let her go and keep my and bring her back home with her chain, with her f***ing steak, because I ain't gotten the means to tie her up without it, stupid f***ing thieving damn bastard.
Oh, my God.
Two things. One, I at first thought it was like a T-bone steak. I didn't mean, right? Oh. Like, she meant a steak in the ground that the chain was okay.
Yeah.
And then secondly, I enjoy when she calls, but man, maybe it's time to talk to somebody.
Well, she's going to have a bunch of people talking to her about having a dog on a chain and a steak out in the yard full time.
She's growing a pot plant.
Look, ain't nothing we can say that ain't going to be on next week's FOF line about that lady.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to set her up to call back, but yeah, you're very, very angry.
Yeah.
You're very angry.
She's talking to her dog.
You hear everybody every once in a while call in all pissed. Like Looper, the most nicest, the sweetest guy in the world, he'll get pissed about something, broken crayons and things.
Here come the text, too, about, you know, not having dogs chained up in the yard.
Oh. I forgot about broken crayons. Oh, God. Buy another box, Looper.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe you ain't supposed to have that dog. Maybe that dog needs a different environment.
Yeah.
The dog needs a good forever home.
Well, it does need a different environment.
What's somebody keeping all the chains and just sending the dog back home? I mean, come on. You know, it's not a thick chain. It's one of those little ones.
Like, yeah. I mean, it's funny. I mean, like, not the dog part, but, like, her being all bent out of shape always, but like there's real anger in that voice.
Yeah,
like,
there is.
It's the holidays are coming up here, guys. I'm just trying to get through it,
and it affects the dogs negatively with verbal abuse too.
Yeah.
So,
Paige, you're someone who stands up for dog rights. If someone's angered by that call,
yes.
They should call the FOF line. Agree.
Yes.
What number is that?
241-4318.
That's it.
It's 864-241-4318.
If she got it wrong that time, I was going to cut her purse with a razor blade and throw it in the dumpster.
Fours. I'm sorry.
All right. That was the FOF line. Next week's is going to be even better because you know it all just is going to compound and boom, the FOF line. All right. Paige, we'll do some headlines next. You aware of that?
Yeah. You want to know what's going on?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Have you ever had a bad haircut?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, this woman's son had a bad haircut, and it sent her into a rage. I'll tell you what happened next in your Eyes Guys headline.
Fantastic.
I used to think it was bad haircuts. I didn't realize I just got a bad head.
Okay.
You ever had that?
Bad head?
Yeah.
Now road, but.
You ever had a bad head?
There's not.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We'll get into some headlines, more Rise Guys, and 9's TSL question of the day for WWE Raw tickets. Much more to go. It's Friday. It is
the local guys.
Keeping it loud and local.
They stay local.
Proud to be the Upstate's local morning show. This is the Rise Guys on 93.3 The Planet.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.